Understanding power requires more than headlines. I'm Peter Hamby, host of The Powers That Be, a podcast from PUC examining politics, economics, and media to provide context, analysis, and clarity without sensationalism. We ask how power operates, who benefits, and what's at stake. If you want to move beyond breaking news to deeper understanding, join us on The Powers That Be. New episodes every weekday. Follow The Powers That Be wherever you get your podcasts.
Local people, local stories. This is the All Local from 1010 Winds.
I'm Kathleen Marple-Kalb, and here are today's top local stories. Several police officers and a teenage suspect are recovering, and the NYPD is still sorting out a wild incident in the Bronx where a car apparently drove into the officers.
Police surrounded the teen Sunday evening after readers detected a stolen car. Manhattan Bronx North Deputy Chief of Patrol Anudy Castillo says officers were
instructing the driver and the passenger to get out of the car multiple times,
to which he didn't comply, rather reversing into their cars, hitting some officers.
He then put the Kia into drive and turned the wheels of the Kia to the right where a sergeant was standing. He drove the car into the sergeant, who was thrown to the ground.
Another officer hopped on his car to avoid being hit, shooting him in the arm, but he's stable, later arresting the teen and his passenger. No word on charges, though. Amanda Alexander, 1010 Winds on 92.3 FM.
Suspect's name has not been released. He's said to be 18 and to have a previous arrest in a Bronx shooting. A stabbing melee in a juvenile detention center in the Bronx left 11 people hurt yesterday. This happened at Horizon Juvenile Center in Mott Haven around 5:30 p.m. CBS 2 News reports dozens of young people turned on staffers, some of them with surgical scalpels. Both staff and residents were hurt in the melee. None of the injuries believed to be life-threatening. Authorities say the situation is now under control. 1 month in, more calls for answers and oversight at the Delaney Hall ICE detention site in Newark. A month after some detainees began a hunger strike, the Eyes on ICE Coalition is planning a briefing today. The group's Kathy O'Leary tells 1010 Winds.
What people are going to continue to hear about is visitation that has been arbitrarily canceled, people being transferred out of retaliation. They're going to hear about people being beaten and pepper sprayed out of retaliation.
Today's briefing comes after another contentious protest yesterday at a Free the Dads Father's Day demonstration. A protester was hit by an employee's car. No comment so far from Newark Police or Homeland Security on that incident. A lot of people are suffering summer sticker shock. Liz Pancotti is director of policy and advocacy of the Groundwork Collaborative. She tells 1010 Winds.
Airfares are up 31%. Gas is up even more. And so I think right now families have been stuck in this tough position of, do we spring for a flight to go see grandma, or do we pack all up in the car and drive? And unfortunately, no matter which way families look this summer, travel is just going to be more expensive.
The group says at least a third of families have changed travel or vacation plans because of costs. Good energy in Times Square. A crowd came out to welcome summer with yoga at the crossroads of the world.
In the heart of one of the busiest intersections in the world, thousands of people are rolling out their mats for peace, balance, and the summer solstice.
You just lay there, you either close your eye, you look up in the sky.
Solstice in Times Square, Mind Over Madness Yoga, is celebrating more than 20 years in Times Square.
Breath can not only amp us up, but slow us down, right?
What started with just three people in 2003 has grown into an all-day event stretching across Broadway and 7th Avenue.
Being here in this craziness, Times Square, it's sort of the vortex of so many different kinds of energies, and yet these people are pretty concentrated.
Shanice Archer, 1010 Winds on 92.3 FM.
Can't get there from here. Today is a FIFA World Cup gridlock alert day in Midtown, with Norway set to play Senegal tonight at MetLife Stadium. NJ Transit service at Penn will be reserved for ticket holders for hours before and after the 8 p.m. match, and the streets around it will be snarled as well. Tonight's match could be extra interesting because of the weather, too. Mayor Mamdani says the city is ready for the possibility of flooding. He's warning New Yorkers to prepare and stay safe. Of course, whatever the weather and traffic situation, stay with us. We'll get you through. The proposed ban on horse carriages will now carry the name of a teenage tourist who died in a carriage mishap last week. That bill had been known as Rider's Law in memory of a horse that collapsed and died, but Councilmember Chris Marte says they will make the change to Romanche's Law in honor of 18-year-old Romanche Manjin, who died last week.
Thanks for listening to the All Local from 1010 Winds. And for the latest news, traffic, and weather, tune to 1010 Winds, visit 1010winds.com, or download the Odyssey app to take us wherever you go.
History That Doesn't Suck is a legit, hard-hitting American history podcast told through entertaining stories. History That Doesn't Suck, an Odyssey podcast, available wherever you get your podcasts.